Today's daf is daf Lamed Vav. Now, yesterday we learned that Isi added on the Isurim that women are excluded from in terms of Lo Ta'aseh that are listed in our Mishnah, namely Bal Takif, Bal Tashrit, and Bal Tameh Lebeitim. Isi came along and added the Isur of Lo Ikarchu Karacha. And yesterday we had a whole analysis, where exactly did Isi get this halacha from? All right, so Abaya had it learned out of the Gezerah Shavah of Karacha, from B'nai Aharon to Yisrael. We went through a whole analysis yesterday of the things that we learned from that Gezerah Shavah. Today, Rava Omar, so now we're up to the beginning now of Rava Shita. It would be one line up from the middle of the page. So, Rava Omar, Haino Taima, the EC. Isi's reasoning is, the Yalif Bein Enechem Mitfilin. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask what was wrong with the Gezerah Shavah of Abaya. But right now, Rav is saying that the reason that Isi holds that women are potter from the Isser of Korach, because they learn out Gezerah Shavah of Bein Enechem, and Bein Enechem from Tefillin. Just like by Tefillin, Nashim Peturot, because as we saw before, we compare Tefillin to Talmud Torah, and therefore it's a given that Nashim are Peturot. So too, Havkan, here too, in terms of Yisur Karacha, when it says that the Simu Karacha Bein Enechem, the same Lashon is Tefillin, and Nashim are Peturot. Rava, my time, Lomar Kabaya, why didn't Rava hold of the Karacha, which we learned yesterday, that gives us the extra hay? And therefore we're able to have more than one drasha from the Karacha, that it applies not only the dinim of Kehanim to Yisrael, but also the mute of Nashim. He says, Karacha, lo mashmalei. Rava doesn't hold that the extra hay is sufficient to give us that information. Abaya, my time, lo amake Rava, why didn't Abaya say the simple approach? Bein Enechem is extremely striking, actually, these two mitzvahs that have to do specifically with Bein Enechem, Tefillin, and Karacha. It's a remarkable thing. It leads one to think. So why didn't he want to say Karacha? Amnacha says, Abaya, you can't pater Nashim from Karacha with the Gezerah Shavah of Bein Enechem. Why? Because think about it. Tefillin Gufayu Mehocha Gomarla. The only way that we know that Tefillin themselves, what the halacha is Gufa from Karacha. Namely, in Malahalan, just like by Korach, it says Bein Enechem, and that doesn't mean on your forehead, because obviously it says over there, the Lashon of Korach, which means that you put it in your hair. Now, on your forehead, between your eyes, you don't have hair. So therefore, it's got to mean Makom She'osim Korach, namely, Begova Shorosh. The only explanation of Korach, Bein Enechem, is remarkably the Hezber of what Bein Enechem means in the Torah, where you think Bein Enechem, like the simple meaning, the way that Tzedukim would learn, is to put the tefillin Bein Enechem. But here it can't possibly mean that. So if that's the case, by tefillin also, when it says Bein Enechem, it doesn't mean that you put the tefillin Bein Enechem. Rather, it means the makom anachav the tefillin is indeed begovah shorosh, the place where you have hair on your head, which is now parallel to Bein Enechem, so you have to find that spot on the head. Now, Tosfos asks, what is the point of saying that we learn out the Mokum of Tefillin from here? So what? I mean, what the Nafka Mina does it make? It's still, if you're telling me it's a Gzeirah Shavah, we have a Klal in Gzeirah Shavah Lemechtza. And if that's the case, in the same way, I mean, if anything, this increases the problem. If we see that the Makor of Tefillin is indeed taken from here, so then that tells you for sure that the Dinim that apply to Tefillin should be applied also to the Din of Korach, and indeed Anisha should be Ptura. So what in the world is the objection to saying Tefillin Gufayu? Answers Tosfos that it could be that the giving over of the Gezerah Shavah, which is always something that you can't do on your own, is something that's given over from Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're Mekabel from your Rebbe, that the Mesirah on this Gezerah Shavah is that this Gezerah Shavah is given to teach the Mokum Anochas Tefillin. By the way, this is Stam, an interesting question of that Tosfos himself brings in Maharam. Why, according to this, can't you put tefillin anywhere on your head? Because the Isser of Karacha is anywhere on the head, not Dafka Bein Enechem. The answer is less interesting. I mean, he suggested it could be that that the Lashon of Bein Enechem is only there in order to teach you the Gezerah Shavah, and that nonetheless, it doesn't have specific meaning, Legabe de Karacha. It's by tefillin where the whole point of the comparison of the Bein Enechem is gufa to teach me that halacha of placement. But over there, indeed, it means exactly what it means. That both of these issues in the Tosfos have some fundamental meaning as to the nature of Gezeirah Shavah, the Klal. So says the Gemara, now, the bottom line is, though, that Bein Labaye Bein LaRava, that did not want to say the Pirush of Isi is from our initial approach, which is Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, and Hai Banim Atem Mai Darshibe. So what exactly did they do with the Pasuk that we took earlier to be the basis of Karacha, which stresses Banim? They obviously must have a reason that they don't want to use that drasha to be Motzi Nashim. They say, Niboy Lelekitatanya, that is needed for the following braita. Banim atem lashem elokeichem, that teaches us, Bizman shatem noagim minhag banim atem kuyim banim. When you act like banim, and follow therefore these mitzvahs, so then you're given the shem banim. But in atem noagim minhag banim, in atem kuyim banim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that all of the issues in the Torah, where we have the dinim that are said to bonim are only said l'Hashem Elokechem, when in fact you're bonim to Hashem Elokechem, that he's your God. But if you don't act that way, then he doesn't call you bonim, and the haftachas to bonim are not said. Whereas Rabbi Meir, famous mimer of Rabbi Meir, that even though it's true that it says Elokechem, but here, amazingly, says Rabbi Meir, and indeed the Rashba brings it, we paskin like this, that bein kach, no matter how you act, you never lose your status of banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atem kriyim banim, shenemar banim sichalim ema. It says they're fools. They're still called children. Yomer says banim lo imun bam. There may be children that you can't even detect by upbringing in it, is the way Rashi understands it, that have no faithfulness. And it says, but it's still called Bonim. Or it says, Vayabim koma sheyamelem lo amiatem, yamelem b'nei el chai. So you see that even when people are talking about these members of Klal Yisrael that seem to be so far-fetched, far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody's saying, ah, that can't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, they will tell you nonetheless, you are b'nei el chai. Now, what is the different psukim that Rabbi Meir brings? I mean, what was wrong with the initial pasuk? So, my the aimer. Why does he have to bring four separate psukim? Says the Gemara, because look, v'chi teima, maybe he'll say the first pasuk, which tells you that they're fools. Okay, sechali, fools are called bani. So, who the mikre bani? In other words, over there, if a person is chayte because he's a fool. Nichlas bo ruach shtut, and he loses track of his life, he loses attention, and he becomes indeed for a moment like a total idiot. So over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that deep down this is bani. But ki let bo him nutayu, if they're faithless, so then already that's not an issue of just being a fool. That's a deeper thing. Maybe at that point, lo mikru bani. Therefore brings Rabbi Meir the second pasuk, Tashma, the Omer, it also says, banim lo emun, and nonetheless they're called bani. So then you'll say, okay, chi teima ki let bo him nutayu de mikru bani. Okay, they're not, they're faithless. So b'meila, they do chatoyim all the time. They don't pay attention to the mitzvahs atayra, but they haven't lost their belief in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if they go ahead and keep ochel avodis kichavi, once already they turn their attention and their love, their concern, to an avodah zara, at that point, how could they be called bonim? So they're lo mikru bonim. Tashba therefore brings Rabbi Meir yet a third pasuk. Va'emer, zera mereim, banim mashchitim. So banim mashchitim, the lashon of hashchata, is indeed always avodah zara. It says pentashchitun v'asitem lechem pesel t'manat kosana. So you see the lashon of hashchasa, as the Gemara says in many places, that in hashchasa, other than avodas kechavim, is called hashchasa. Therefore, he needs to bring the pasuk to say that they're called banim, despite the fact that they're mashchitim. V'chitim, and maybe he'll say that, okay, that's all be called banim mashchitim. I'm not going to call them banim. To add a word like mashchitim together with banim, that's already saying, no, these are not kids. These are absolute rotten kids. So that doesn't have any of the chavivas of banim. So b'nei ma'alya lo mikra, they're never going to be viewed as my real bani. Tashma, therefore comes the fourth pasuk to say that that's not true, and that even though these were people that were once b'mekom hashem yamerim lo amiyatim, so that they've lost entirely their chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yamerim b'nei el chai, they will be called nonetheless, b'nei Yochai, that if they do teshuva, they are once again my banim, just as they were. Now this reference to teshuva is the way Rashi learns the sugya, but it's certainly not the pashtus of what Rabbi Meir has been saying all along. And indeed, there are those who say that how could it be talking about teshuva? I mean, pshita, this teshuva, that's the Shem Hashem. Hashem Hashem, that ani Hashem before he was chayti, ani Hashem after he was chayzer b'teshuva. So then obviously they would be called bonim. The whole point of Rabbi Meir is that it's dafka when they weren't chayzer b'teshuva that they're still called bonim. Indeed, the Ma'arit brings from the Sifri and from the Mechilta that even if they're oimed b'mered, they're called bonim, which is much more in line with the other mamorim that Rabbi Meir said here. Zokter Elika Mishnah. So because in the previous Mishnah we were talking about which mitzvahs women are chayavot and which one are pterot, we now continue on into the dinim that have to do with kochim and what the particular dinim are of noshim in view of korbanot, the things which are unsuitable either for asiyah ayyadei noshim or chiyav ayyadei noshim. So, hasmichot, the din of smicha, where you press the hands down on the korban before the hakrav. The tenufes, which is the din of putting your hand underneath the korban mincha before it's brought to the mizbeach. Hahagashot, which means bringing the korban up to the mizbeach. The hakmitzot, doing the actual kmitza of a mincha before bringing it up to the mizbeach. The hahaktarot, and actually bringing up now the kitaret. Hamalikot, or al haktara, or malikot, which is the cutting through the neck of the bird with a fingernail. The hakabalot, which is the taking the blood of the korban in the mizrak, which is in the container for the blood, via hazaot, sprinkling of the korban on the mizbeach. All of the above are nahagim ba'anashim v'lo b'nashim. So in other words, even a kohenet is psula for these avodot, chutz b'minchat sota, except for the singular this is true whether we're talking about a kohenet, of course, in this case, or a Yisraelite, who is a sota, it makes no difference, that over there is a din, in which the woman does, in fact, do the tenufa, the nazira, or over there, they're menifot themselves, and this is whether they are bat kohen, or a regular zara, the bat Yisrael. So now the Gemara just wants to go through the various limudim. How do we know that this is true? So smichot, how do we know that women do not do smicha? At least if they don't want to, it ends up as a big issue, whether they can be somchot reshut and the way they do it, but that we'll see later. Dechtiv daber al b'nei Yisrael v'samach, and from there we're medayed b'nei Yisrael somchin ne'im benot Yisrael somchot. We'll talk about some of these diukim when we go through, after we finish going through them. Tenufot, we know, daber al b'nei Yisrael v'heinif. So there too, B'nai Yisrael are menifim. In B'nai Yisrael, menifot. Hagashot. We know from Zot Torat HaMincha, Hakrevota B'nai Aaron, which means B'nai Aaron v'lo B'nai Aaron. K'mitzot, there too it says V'hevi'ah, El B'nai Aaron v'kamatz, from where we learn B'nai Aaron v'lo B'nai Aaron. Haktarot, there too it says V'iktiru oto B'nai Aaron, from where medayik B'nai Aaron v'lo B'nai Aaron. Hamelikot, there too, Dechtiv Umalak, Viktir. Actually, it says Umalak and Rosho Viktir. The point is that the Malika and Haktara compared, Itkish Malika la Haktara, from where we learn that the same way that the Haktara, we understood the Nashim Arpsulot, which we were just Medayik from Viktiru to B'nai Aaron, so to the Malika, it needs to be B'nai Aaron. Kabbalot, Dechtivi Hikrivu, B'nai Aaron. Now, even though the Hikrivu B'nai Aaron sounds like it's referring to the actual akrova on the mizbeach, but if we take a look in the actual structure of the pasuk, take a look where it says v'shachat et ben habakar lefnei Hashem, v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron hakohanim et adam, v'zarku et adam al mizbeach saviv, asher petach ol moed. So the words v'ikrivu b'nei Yisrael et adam that comes immediately after v'shachat et ben habakar has to mean the Kabbalah. Because in context, v'ikrivuzu Kabbalah, because there is no other word over there. It obviously can't go from the Shechita directly to the Zrika. So the v'ikrivu, therefore, includes the act of Kabbalah. Why we put it in that term, that the Gemara learns out elsewhere, a big chiddush about the din of Holacha. Hazaot. Now, how do we know that hazaya, noshim, rapsuot, vahazaya? That's the hazaya dechsiv, because where we know that, dehecha rather, which hazayot we're talking about over here, we need to first establish. I mean, if we're talking about the hazaya of the dam of a pora aduma, the Mishnah would not have to say that noshim, rapsuot, because it's a din specifically in Elazar. So there it says, and that means that it's a special halacha that even other kohanim are not included in Elazar. So certainly women are not included. So that would exclude hazaya of para. And if we're talking about the hazaot, which are the hazaot of dam on the parochet, on the mizbeach hazahav, which are done bifnim, is that the issue over here? So then that too raises some questions. By the way, the din of Elazar is a little bit of an issue, because I mean some taina that Elazar, the din of Elazar is in terms of Kohen Gadol, where this is the way they quote it, which is not really true, because Elazar wasn't the Kohen Gadol, he was the din of Sigan, but the din over here is basically that the Kohen Hedit is possible. And it was at the time that that point was that Elazar was taking the place of Aaron HaKohen in this particular Aveda, and someone at Taina that Be'emet, the Halacha, was a Dinim Kohen Gadol. But in any event, again, we're not really being Osik here in the Hilchas Pora. When it comes to the other Hazayot, Hazayot Bifnim, so it says Beferish in the Pasuk, the Lashon is HaKohen HaMashiach. And that's written specifically in terms of Azaz Pnim, where it comes to the Dinim of Par Helam Dover, where there was a Din of Hazaya. So Par Helam Dover is introduced with the idea of Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yecheta. So that means that all of this needs to be done dafka, where the Kohen Gadol was Mashuach B'Shem HaMishcha. Even a Kohen Gadol wasn't Mashuach B'Shem HaMishcha, is not Chayav. And this, certainly Noshim are not included here. That can't be what it is that it's referring to. There is something of a problem in that there are shittas, as Tosfos points out, that actually a paralam dover shel tzibur would be kosher by the Kohen Hedyot, and what we're talking about over here is not necessarily in either Kohen Gadol, but certainly that the fact that we say it in this way would mean that noshim rapsulot. So which are we talking about that is a chiddush? Ela hazaat ben ov. It's got to be talking about now. There's hazaat hadam of achatas ofer over there. You're mazet the blood onto the mizbeach, and that is a special halacha that applies bedavka to the ov. So that hazaya, instead of the din of chitui and putting it actually on the mizbeach, there we have a psul for women, and that's what it's talking about over here. From passing the women, how do we know that kohanot psulot for chatas of the atib kavachomer be ben tzon? We learn this out from the halach of azayas adam of an oila. This would be a normal oila of tzon. So over there, you're supposed to be zarek the dam saviv. So since over there ma ben tzon, where actually lo kavalo kohen l'shchita, there's no din specifically that a kohen needs to do shchita, because even a Yisrael is kosher for shchita. But nonetheless, when it comes to hazaya, kavalo kohen l'hazaato, over there it says beferish v'zorku b'nei Aaron et adam, and that means b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nei Aaron. So ben Ofer, we just saw a moment ago, that even for the malika, which is the equivalent of the shchita of other things, of the animals, that the malika can only be done with b'nei Aaron, so is not a kosher can. And odin shi kabalo dafka kohen lazato, which means that noshim would be psulot from that azaya. Now the next thing we learned is the mitzvah in the Mishnah, is that kol mitzvot noshim are psulot for all of the mitzvahs that are involved in hakrava, other than chutz b'minchat sotah v'nezira. Or over there, even though for all other things, they're not menifot, so there's no tnufa by noshim, when it comes to the seita and the nezira, she herself needs to be menifa. Or by Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Yoshaya de Dore, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshia, who lived specifically, we're not to get mixed up with which Rabbi Yoshia, to the one that lived bidoro. Now actually, Rabbi Yoshia makes us think that the girsa here is wrong. Because if it says Rabbi Eliezer, it's a reference to Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who is a Tana. Whereas if it says Rabbi Elazar, then it's Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat indeed lived together with Rabbi Yoshia. When it says Rabbi Yoshia Dadare, that's simply telling me that we should not confuse this with Rabbi Yoshia Hazakin, who is a chover of Rabbi Yonatan. And he was actually, Rabbi Yoshia, was the one who was Mesader the Brises. And we need to distinguish between him and the Amira. But nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't fit at all. But anyway, getting back to the Maimer. So Rabbi Eliezer said, or Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yoshia Dadare, Lo tete vakarech, I don't want you to sit down. Unless you tell me over what this is supposed to mean, lahashmaitta. Where do we get the idea that minayin l'minchasot ashet una tnufa? Where does it say that a minchasot requires tnufa? The Gemara is utterly shocked by this because it's an absolutely mad question. What do you mean, minola? It says it befresh in the posik. It's begufaktiv. It says, v'lakach ha-kohen miyad ha-ishat minchata kanaut ve'inifat ha-mincha lifnei Hashem. I don't understand what you're asking. Hell, no. What he was asking is, all that it says in the pasuk is the Kohen, v'lakach ha-kohen miyad ha-isha ve'inif. That I understand. But the Mishnah is saying that the woman has to be minifa. Where in the world do we see, ela tenufa be'bali minola? How does the Mishnah take for granted that there's an actual chiyuv of tenufa by the minchaseita that the sota has to do, if the only thing that it mentions in the pasuk is the Kohen, and doesn't say a word about the isha, even though it does say v'natan al kapeha? I mean, the natan al kapeha does not necessarily mean that the tenufa needs to be done al kapeha. It just means the Kohen puts the mincha on her hand. Who knows what the purpose of that is? I mean, who's to say the purpose of tenufa? We find anyway strange things being done with the sota, like the Gemara we had back in Sota that says, why are we doing all these weird things, taking her from this place to that place? No, all of this is kedei liyaga'ah. We're trying to get her to be meida. Okay, so maybe over here the Torah adds different things. She should hold the mincha. But where does it say she's minifa? Says the Gemara, Atya Yad Yad Mishlamim. Actually, it's learned out of a Gezer Shava. It says, K'tivacha by the Sot, V'lakach HaKohen Miyad Aisha. And it says by the Shlamim, K'tivatam Yadav Teviyena. So just like Yadav Makan Besota. Just like by the Sota, the Kohen is mainly, if it says V'lakach HaKohen, and so on. So Aflalan, from here we learn, from the din of Sota to Shlamim, that Aflalan by Shlamim, the Kohen is mainly. But we also learn the other direction, that Malalan, just like by Shlamim, the Baalim are obviously involved in Tnufa, because it says Yadav to Vienna. So Afa Baalim, in other words, is what it means over here, Baalim meaning Af Baalim, not just Baalim. Afkan by Sota also means Af HaBaalim, that the woman herself also needs to be Minifa together with the Kohen. Okay, so if we have two different dinim, Kohen and the Baalim, how is it actually achieved? Kohen machnis yado tachat yada Baalim umeiniv. So the Baalim indeed are holding, so it's on their hands, and the Kohen puts his hand beneath the hand of the Baalim, and is mainif. It's interesting that the Yerushalmi asks, why aren't we afraid that the Kohen will start being Mahar Ba'avera if he's holding the woman's hand? And the Yerushalmi says they would put something between his hand and her hand, or they would use a Kohen Zaken, who doesn't get turned on that easily, and since it's just a momentary relationship, it wouldn't cause any kind of problems. However, those who say that there's not an issue at all, because as the Tosfos asks, if this is the case, then why isn't the Baalim's hands a chatzitza for the Kohen hands? Because the din is that Shutrim can't be Menif because of this. So he understands that the way in which we have both Kohanim and Baalim, that they both hold on, and that when it says Tachat Yad HaBaalim, it doesn't mean that it's literally Tachat Yad HaBaalim. What it means is that he holds the container in a place that is lower down than the place where the Baalim is. So it's under the hands of the Baalim relative to the mincha, but it's not under in terms of actually touching the hand, which of course obviates the entire Yerushalmi, and certainly that's not the pshat that the Yerushalmi is holding.